Minister, it must be difficult to sit here and defend a policy, a strategy, that at the time made every effort to take away or to minimise the eligibility of people to the nursing home subvention scheme. Basically, to deny those people and some people with disabilities their rights, because that's what we're talking about here. Now, we've all heard about the Ombudsman's report and we know what its findings say. That report in 2010 recommended significant repayments of monies to those who had overpaid, had been forced to overpay by the state. But yet, the state aggressively and consistently defended its stance, taking people to court, and when it became clear that these claimants were likely to succeed, the state settled before discovery. And why? Because discovery would have meant that other individuals and families who were also denied their rights would have been made aware of the situation and likely to take cases. I've often described the state as a juggernaut when it comes to defending its position. Now, not everybody who takes the state to court is right. And indeed, the state has a duty to defend the public purse. But this case and many others I have seen show a state policy that bends before the powerful, those with wealth, with influence, with clout, like the banks and the church. But it steamrolls the individual, the voiceless, those without connections, those without power, and in this case, those in nursing homes or their families and people with disabilities. Minister, I've looked at the Attorney General's report and it speaks of scarce resources and hard choices. Yes, resources were scarce, but it's the job of government to ensure that scarce resources are distributed fairly to all its citizens. And this idea of hard choices, what the government took was the easy choice, the line of least resistance, to take money illegally from certain people and then defend that practice with the full weight of the state in courts. People sometimes use the term making hard choices as if it's somehow a noble, an upright thing to do. But the state made the easy choice. It was a hard, hard choice for those who were disadvantaged. So, Minister, I hope you and your colleagues will reflect on this matter carefully and try to rebalance the rights of individuals and families with managing the public purse. It can't be easy to sit here, but this case is not yet closed. I'm not asking you to make hard choices or easy choices. I'm asking you to make good choices, Minister.